Health Minister Dr. Zweli Mkhize announced on Wednesday that South Africa is now in its second wave of COVID-19 infections. This after 6,079 new cases were reported within a single 24-hour period. Dr. Mkhize was speaking after a COVID-19 oversight visit to the Eastern Cape on Wednesday. He said his team of scientists and modeling experts have concluded that the rapid and exponential increase in different provinces indicated that more caution should be taken to combat the virus.
We now need to look at how to preempt the super spread activities that are likely to arise during the December holidays, during the festive season, in particular looking at the issues of beaches, looking at the issues of parks, open parks, looking at the issues of, already here most of the community halls are actually being closed because of avoidance of the super spreader activities. And we all know that by the beginning of the festive season, most of the inland visitors move towards the coastal cities, and so this is going to be quite a challenging time. And yet we've already seen that Western Cape, the numbers are rising. Eastern Cape, the numbers are rising. KwaZulu-Natal, the numbers have also started increasing. Gauteng, also the numbers have started increasing. In fact, today I've sent a letter to all the colleagues to say we are certainly now seeing ourselves into a resurgence, which is a second wave. And therefore, although we don't know how long and how much it's going to take, but it's important to say they must actually go and revisit all their plans in terms of the hospital management, all the shortages they need to work on, the reorganization of the movement of patients into the hospital. They need to look into all of that. But at the same time, we need to work together with the communities on containing the spread.
But as South Africa gears up for an uncertain festive season, Professor Shabir Madi, a vaccinologist at Wits University, who has been leading the clinical trials for COVID-19 vaccines in South Africa, said that it makes no sense to close beaches but keep places of worship open. He stressed that walking on the beach without a mask is not the main problem, but that people gathered in places with poor ventilation is the problem. In particular, he pointed to places such as shebeens, pubs, clubs, and indoor seating at restaurants. Interestingly, Mkhize said that the recent cases confirmed that the age distribution pattern was different. The new peak age of cases was between 15 and 19 years, a group that he said was highly mobile. Madi reiterated that this shows that matric rage parties have already fueled an uptick in infections. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.